Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Leslie Ann. We got Big Chuck sitting.
Hi, Leslie Ann. What you got cooking for us today?
Well, Chuck, there's an event that has taken place in my family.
Uh-oh.
We brought in our dog to get fixed. Our cute little Tovey, Beethoven, has gotten fixed.
Oh, dear.
Now, it's one of those, it loomed, and the guilt was building,
yeah.
Although it's a practical thing.
We
knew we wanted to do it, and we knew it would be fine.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's one of those things when you bring your dog, or your cat even, to get fixed, there's guilt.
It's so much sadness.
There's so much guilt because the dog comes home, she did perfectly fine,
yeah.
And she's wearing this lampshade on her head.
That's tough.
The collar.
So she doesn't lick her stitches.
Yeah. So she doesn't bite the stitches, whatever. So the look on her face was just so absolutely pathetic. She's trying to scratch behind her ear and she can't because she's got the giant, they call it an Elizabethan collar.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's what it's called.
Because when I fell off the bike at Francis's wedding and I hurt my knee, they put a big plastic collar on me so I couldn't lick my stitches too. I didn't know it was called that.
Oh, I can
picture
that.
Isn't it pathetic to watch them?
It is pathetic.
Trying to get
to
in their cage or going down the stairs and tripping over it. They know all the other dogs are looking at them.
She's running into walls. You should see her just drinking out of her water dish. I mean, every activity is such a production.
Imagine.
I know.
Imagine.
I can't. And I think in my mind, I'm going to humanize this. What is my dog thinking about us right now? She hates us.
What did I do wrong? The dog is saying.
What did I do wrong to deserve this?
It's called the Elizabethan collar.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That is funny. You know, anytime you take your, and you've done it by now a number of times, I'm sure, just routinely, taking your dog to a vet to have the nails clipped or have the worm shots or have checkup or the teeth cleaned or, you know, things like that. It's your kid.
It is your kid. You always feel guilt, like, oh, I'm so sorry I have to do this to you, but it needs to be done.
Well, you know what? It's like we got to a point with Stella where she had plaque on her back teeth. And the vet said, you really need to have that taken off.
Right.
You know, she's an older dog now, you know, and she's 10 years old. And
right.
He said, let's clean her teeth. I said, okay, great. We'll bring her in next month to clean her teeth. I had no idea they put her under.
Yeah, they have to.
I had no idea. So I'm like, come on, Stella, let's go. And
yeah,
she's wagging her tail
willingly.
And everything else. And we go inside and Stella thinks she's just going to step up on the scale. They say, okay, now we're going to put her to sleep and do her teeth. I said, wait. I didn't know about this. What is this putting to sleep? So, didn't we have to put your dog to sleep? And they're shaving her leg to put the IV in.
The IV,
And
right.
I'm thinking,
this is a major production.
Can't I just take her home and brush her teeth and floss her teeth for her? And they said, no, we got to do it this way.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
It is. You
it
feel
really
bad.
You know, vets are great. They really are. I mean, we know how we feel about our pets and how everybody that we know, we hope, feels that way about their pets. They're an extension of you. They're a part of your family and all that. And so when they're down and they're hurting, it's sad.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, 10 years ago, I went into this dog reluctantly because Trish had an old dog that died. And I said, I'm not a dog guy. And finally, it was time we got the dog. And I fell in love with this dog.
Oh, yeah.
Fell in love with this dog.
That's what happened to
us. I don't like the vet bills.
Yeah,
now, here, give her this pill. Okay, great. How much? $58. What? How many do I get? Oh, no, just the one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like healthcare for people, only there's no insurance. Well, they do have insurance.
Well, you know, that's the thing. They have pet insurance. I don't know. Do you know anybody that has it? I don't.
I don't know anybody that has it.
I mean, everybody always says, oh, yeah, they have pet insurance. Well, why doesn't everybody have it?
I don't know, but I'm certainly going to look into it after
hearing
the stories about older dogs and the surgeries and they get new knees.
I am guessing
all these things.
That pet medical insurance is A, either not available around here, or B, so expensive that nobody gets it, because I know
I think
100 people that have pets. I know 100 people that love their pets, and I don't know anybody that's got pet insurance.
Yeah, I bet you it's the latter. I think it's probably so expensive that they figure, we'll take the gamble.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't cover. I mean, I have no idea.
Who knows?
It might not cover just routine, three routine checkups a year or something. I don't know. I don't know, but it's just going to the vet is an interesting experience.
Yes, it is.
And also imagine what it's like you said, trying to humanize it. Imagine what it's like when you take your dog, or I take Stella, into the vet, into a waiting room filled with 12 dogs and caged cats and, you know, and all the smells that they smell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like they must think, this is the Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah.
I've just entered the Twilight Zone. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.